Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to the show. Today is Friday, March 12th.
March 12th already?
March 12th. This means just about a year, right? Is that when it started?
Yeah.
COVID?
It was a year, like 2 days ago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. And I remember it well because I took a Northern California vacation. I don't know if you remember.
I remember.
That, right?
You sent pictures.
I come back. Yeah. I came back and that Monday, I think it was. Well, I don't know what day it was, but the lockdown was announced, and we realized we're in deep doo-doo.
Definitely
at that
deep
point,
doo-doo.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Definitely. I remember I was asked to nanny by that family, and I remember going to Target to pick up supplies, and they were in the UK picking up the little girl and the kid's father and coming back, but they weren't back yet, so they had asked me to stock the house with food and stuff. Well, they told me that it would be fine and not to, but I took the liberty and went ahead and did it myself because I was here and I knew how things were going. Wow. And I remember going to Target and all of the shelves were empty. Everything was gone. Like, there were like maybe it was like a can of beans here, maybe a can of dog food here, some like frozen carrots there. Like, there was absolutely nothing. And I remember grabbing the last bread off the shelf and being in the you know, the giant elevators they have. I was in the elevator and this one woman was there also with a very full cart. And she starts looking into my cart and she's like, was that the last bread? And I was like, it sure was. Sorry. I just like pulled the bread closer to me. I was not about to surrender.
I know. It pretty much looked scary when that started. You know, I mean, you didn't know what kind of a shortage we're going to have, you know?
Yeah, everyone was like hogging toilet paper. And
I know, you know, and it was crazy. And I'm glad it didn't develop into anything worse than that, you know?
Yeah.
It could have been very, very bad.
Very bad. And I remember going to Target and some of the other stores later on, and they would have security guards standing guard. They would have a little section cut out and built just for pandemic supplies with TP, paper towels, Lysol, things like that. And you had a limit to how much each person was allowed to buy.
Right.
But security would be standing there just to make sure like it didn't get crazy.
Yeah, I know.
It was wild.
And they still, I mean, and still in the stores, they like shut down one door. You can only come in through one door.
Mm-hmm.
Smaller businesses, they still have signs on the door, 4 or 6 people at a time.
Yeah.
You know, it's crazy what has happened to us, you know?
Yeah.
And I don't know, at least in our lifetime, we haven't seen anything even close to that.
No way. I have a question, though. I want to know your opinion on this. Do you think that people are going to take away from this pandemic a little more mindfulness as far as germs and contamination go? Or do you think it's going to be a full-blown roaring 20s when everything is free and open again and everyone's just going to be like swapping spit and doing belly shots all day?
Well, I think there's all kinds of people, you know, but I think in general what I've heard from people is, yeah, this is better, you know, like I haven't gotten flu all season.
I haven't been sick in so long.
Right, you know, so people are saying maybe it's a good thing, you know. Me personally, I don't like the masks at all. I think it really divides people. You can't, I mean, like for dating, I mean, how are you going to like start talking to anybody if you don't know what they look like, you don't know what age they are, you don't know anything, you know?
Yeah, totally.
So, I mean, look, for some people, if they want to wear the mask, fine. But I'm not okay with it. I mean, we've survived without it for a long time. If we do eventually have like mob immunity and everybody takes their vaccine, you know, I think we can go back to normal. I'd hate to see restaurants stay at not less than full capacity.
Yeah.
Not being able to go to concerts. You know, I mean, it's like our life has totally changed. Now I understand Some things have probably changed permanently.
Sure. You know, I'm sure a lot of people are going to be working from home more.
Right.
I think that's going to be quite a large percent of the population. But what I think is really interesting through all of this is that all of the years of technology that have been allowing us to work from home, date from home, using dating apps, communicating with people from home, all the video chat, all of that has like led up to this point to make this transition that much easier. Like imagine if we didn't have FaceTime and Zoom and we didn't have the same levels of communication we have. Like I, in some weird conspiracy theory way, my brain's like, it's kind of odd that everything has just been like so perfectly lined up to this point.
Yeah. It makes sense. You know, I mean, it makes sense, but I don't see how people will want to continue working from home. I mean, I, for one, prefer to go out to the office, meet people, separate my home from work, you know?
Yes.
And
I think people are falling into like that at-home depression or anxiety about leaving. So whereas they were so used to going to the office before, now I think, although it would probably be better for a lot of people to get out of the house and go do that, I think a lot of people just out of anxiety are still going to stay home.
Right, right. Or out of anxiety or convenience, whatever.
Yeah, that too.
For some people it's convenient. But I know I've been affected quite a bit, you know, mentally from this. You know,
sure.
I mean, it's like I felt I haven't been productive enough, not moving enough, you know. At least when you go to the office, you constantly move. You're on the move, you know?
Yeah.
And just not the same, you know? Also, you know, this happened rather right after I had my stroke, which was October 2019.
Yeah.
And so I had stopped smoking too and everything. So between that and sitting at home, I gained weight and I'm not happy with that at all.
I don't think anyone's really happy with...
I know,
the
you know.
Pandemic weight.
You know, and shit, you know, I mean, I'm not really a gym kind of person or exercise type of person, but I guess we don't have a choice, you know. We have to exercise a little bit.
Yeah, it's honestly, like, it's one of those things. I was watching a TikTok, and this guy, I'm on a mental health TikTok because I deal with a lot of stuff, and this guy was talking about how annoying it is when he's really, you know, in an extremely depressive state and has been for a while. And then someone just says, go outside or exercise and how stupid that sounds. And then he goes and does it and actually feels better. And how mad he is at the fact that he actually feels better because it actually worked. And it's so true. It's like, it really is an excellent, and it's not a fix for everything. You know, not all mental health is going to go away just because someone goes for a jog. You know, I definitely want to acknowledge that. But they're, It definitely really does help just make the day a little bit better.
It does. You know, I mean, you have to get out. I mean, sometimes I have nothing to do, but I'll still get up in the morning, get dressed, take a ride in the car or something, you know, just to get out of the house.
Yeah.
Because some days I stay in my pajamas all day, you know.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I hate that. I hate it.
I, like, love it. I love it and I hate it. You know, but, you know, something I've gone over with my therapist is that, like, I have to shower in the morning and I have to shower at night. Even if it's a quick shower, I just have to be in the shower. It just resets me. It really does,
you know?
Yeah.
I mean, it makes you feel like you're not just lying there, you know?
Yeah, like lying there, just like a slug, just sloppy in your bed, just like doing whatever, you know? Like, it feels so much better.
Yeah. Yeah, even if you don't have something to do, pretend like you do, you know?
Yeah, like,
and go to the store, buy milk or something, you know?
And when I told my therapist that, he was like, you know, I actually have a lot of clients that feel similarly. He said he has one particular client that says he doesn't feel like he started his day until he brushes his teeth.
Yeah.
So if it's like 3 p.m. and he still hasn't brushed his teeth, he like doesn't feel like his day has even existed. And
but
I
how
totally
can he not do
that.
It if he gets up in the morning? What's wrong with brushing your teeth when you get up in the morning?
Some people just struggle with it.
Really?
Yeah. People really do.
Brushing their teeth.
Yeah. Whoa. I mean, like, people's hygiene is really, really linked to their mental health. And some people have a great hold on it and some people don't, you know?
Yeah.
They really don't. And then they don't know how to, like, get ahead of it. For me, my big mental health tell is how out of control my laundry is. That could either be I'm really busy and I just haven't gotten to it. But if I haven't had a lot of gigs, in a week and my laundry's out of control, I'm probably not in a good headspace.
Yeah, you become lazy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I've become lazy too, you know.
We're not
it's
lazy,
gonna be
but
a struggle.
Avoided. Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be a struggle for me to come back from it, you know, because it's just not cool, you know? And
yeah, but, you know, just baby steps. That's all you can do is, like, we are so judged on our level of productivity.
That's true. That's
really
why people are saying it. Maybe it's good we had the pandemic because it slowed us down a little bit.
I agree.
And all that. But
it is a positive to come out of it. I think it's kind of slowed people down. It's really shown us the importance of having people in our lives and having friends and making time for family and things like that.
Yeah, that's probably true. You know, one thing I know is the traffic is back to the way it was, you know.
Almost. Yeah. Almost.
Well, I mean, yeah, I mean, it's been pretty. I mean, I've had some traffic jams lately, you know.
Yeah.
And I've gotten used to not having them at all. You know, I thought it would never happen again. But in L.A., forget about it. You know? I mean, even during the deep pandemic and the lockdowns, you asking yourself, where are people driving to? Nobody's working, you know.
Yeah, everyone's probably just going for a drive.
Yeah, everything's closed, yet the freeways are busy, you know.
Yeah, definitely. Everyone's going to Costco.
No schools, yeah. Doing nothing, you know.
Yeah, everyone was just going to the grocery store. It was the only place that anyone had to, like,
exactly.
do anything.
Yeah. Oh, well. Yeah. In a couple of minutes, we're going to have a guest calling in. Should be interesting. So stay tuned for that. Yeah, I actually asked my doctor to refer me to a therapist. Mm. So they're like, yeah, you can only do video. And I'm like, what kind of fucking therapy is that on video, right?
I get great therapy on video.
I don't know. I didn't. I tried a couple times. I felt I'm not really connecting or anything.
Yeah.
So I wrote them yesterday. I said, let's just cancel this, you know. For me, it didn't work, you know.
Yeah.
I need to be there, you know, to connect with a person. So, yeah, because, I mean, on video, it's like sometimes they don't even look at you because they look at the computer screen, which the camera is not in the same direction as what they're watching.
Yeah.
And then they're looking, you know, to their side. And you go, what the fuck? I'm not even getting, like, eye contact or anything, you know?
Yeah, that's definitely difficult.
So, yeah. But some things I think I refuse to get used to because I miss the old life. I really do.
Sure,
you know?
I get that.
Yeah.
Definitely.
But it's a good thing. I mean, if you miss your life, it must have not been that bad, you know?
Yeah.
When
what a pleasure that could be, you know?
Yeah, you know, I mean, when all is said and done, I myself didn't have that much to complain about, you know?
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Not everyone can say
but
that.
But I was burned out, I got to say, from work, you know?
Oh, definitely.
At that point. So it slowed me down, but now I'm lazy, you know?
It's not lazy, so you're taking it easy.
Yeah, but still, you know, I don't do the things I have to do, you know, which is
that's fair.
Not good, you know.
I know. I find that as much as I hated to admit this, lists actually do help me.
Really?
They really do.
Oh.
Because instead of just walking around being a little agitated, thinking about all the things I have to do, I write them down so I don't have to think about them.
Right.
And then when I need to know what I have to do, I just look at it.
Right. See, I just don't have things I have to do anymore.
My gosh, there's always so much to do for me.
Yeah. I don't know, man. It's hard to deal with this life, but I'm excited about the vaccines, about the fact that things are opening up. We mentioned before the show they're going to open the restaurants for indoor dining on Monday.
Yes.
And you said gyms as well.
Gyms might open, yeah.
So we might have some return to normalcy, you know, which...
Yeah, I don't know if I'm excited or disgusted about gyms opening.
Really?
Yeah.
Then don't go to the gym.
I know. I'm like, but... Yeah.
I know. They've had to take their equipment out every day, you know, which is crazy. I know we go to a restaurant and they have a Pilates next door, right?
Mm.
They have to take out their beds and their shit every day. And I'm like, my God, you know, like outside to the parking lot.
Yeah.
And it's not like 2 feet from them. They have to go across the parking lot inside a tent that they built. And I'm like, oh, my God, you know, what does it come to?
Pain
you
in
know?
The butt, yeah. That's... annoying.
And you feel bad for the restaurants are not back to the way they were. But businesses, I noticed some businesses are busy again, you know, which
yeah,
is a
I
good
mean,
thing. You know?
It's really hard to get reservations at restaurants right now. Like, they're just booked. As much as their capacity is, they're booked.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, well. I haven't seen that, but maybe because they only have outside, you know, so there's not that many
tables.
There's
way less, yeah.
Yeah.
But at least they're making the most.
Yeah.
You know, some of them anyway.
I think the biggest thing would be return to dating, you know, because I'm sure a lot of people haven't dated, you know. I mean, not that I've dated before, right? Those apps never worked for me, but still.
Those apps don't work for anyone, really.
Right?
I mean, I guess they kind of
for really do. Young people, they do when they hook up, you know?
I guess.
Tinder is the place to hook up for young kids. Ugh. I mean, and they do, you know? I mean, I've seen my son, you know? They do all the time.
Yeah.
But I think you're right. Anybody over 30 probably can't get anything from those things, you know?
It's the worst.
And yet, what other ways are there, you know, especially during the pandemic?
I mean, it's also like 40-year-old men still acting like the 20-year-old guys. Like, there's absolute zero difference in protocol with how the 40-year-old men talk to me versus how the 20-year-old men talk to me.
Really?
There's absolute zero difference.
Wow.
Same.
Yeah.
Same.
Men need to be like re-educated, you know?
Yeah, seriously. You know, seriously. I mean,
yeah, grow up to be a man, you know? Stop with this bullshit.
Yeah, just
stay
like
a kid.
Be
you know?
A person and like talk to people like they're people and not just say whatever gross thing is going through your mind while you're like laying in bed at night with like one hand in your pants. Like, they're just like, yeah, I'm going to say this. That'll get her. And you're like, yeah.
Yeah. Like dick pics. Yeah. That'll turn them on, you know.
Yeah.
I've yet to meet a woman that actually likes those, you know.
Yeah.
But that's what they say. I don't know. Maybe some women actually do like
it. I'm sure there's a few sprinkled here and there, and they're probably the ones that are ruining it for everyone else. But honestly, most of the women I know that say that they like them just laugh at them and then show their friends.
Oh,
and
really?
They just say that they like them so that the guy will send them more stuff that they can laugh at and show their friends.
Wow.
Just for the record, guys, that's really what's going on when she says she likes the pic.
Yeah, right?
For sure. And if she's ever sexting you back, she's also probably with her friends.
Yeah, right.
Giggling about it the whole time. Like, what should I say next?
Yeah.
That's really what's going
on. That's pretty sad, man. You know?
It's our only form of retaliation.
Yeah.
So give us a break.
I know. You know what I started liking is TikTok, you know?
It's so good.
Isn't it good?
It's amazing.
People giving you all kinds of tips and shit.
Yes.
And then they, like those girls, they were just like, I don't know what they do, you know? They just kind of dance in front of the camera or whatever.
Oh, that's not on my feed
anymore. That's it. Well, it just comes. I don't know how.
When you're new to it, that's going to flood your feed until you start. What's going to make different things come on your feed are if you like it, comment on it, or let it play more than once.
Right.
Those three things are going to teach the
algorithm.
Which is
true about, I think, all social media, right? Like Facebook
is
like that.
Marketing, yeah.
Yeah, you know, I mean, you look at it at an ad or something on Facebook, and then you get all kinds of ads on the same thing, you know?
Yeah.
And it's crazy.
The funny thing about TikTok is people are so honest and real about so many things on there. Like people are just really honest about a lot of stuff. And you realize after a point, you're like, do I have no original thoughts?
Right.
Like, are none of my thoughts original? Like, something that you think only you do, but at the same time, it's a good thing because there are so many things people do or have that they're embarrassed about that other people come on TikTok and they're like, yeah, I have this. And then you read 100,000 comments of people all being like, oh, my God, me too. Oh, my God, me too. So
right.
It's like all these things that we grow up thinking like we're gross for, like so many people have, you know,
right.
and it kind of becomes like a supportive thing in a way, which is cool.
Yeah, that's true, you know. But I like all the little tips, you know. Everybody's got like ideas how you can be rich quickly, but they have all these things that they find out, like how to get the cheapest flights and, you know, and things
totally.
Like that.
Totally, stock tricks. And
right, you know, so you never know, you know. But it's entertaining. I find it entertaining, you know.
Definitely.
And some people have got so many followers, it's unbelievable, you know. I mean,
oh, yeah.
People that are not like anything, you know.
I know. They're like TikTok famous.
800,000 followers. I mean, what
a million followers.
Yeah, you know.
There's one girl, she is so funny. She has to wear a onesie to bed because she sleepwalks and she'll get naked and go walking outside in the snow.
Right.
And so she eats a bunch of cheese before bed to help induce her sleepwalking and set up cameras, like night vision cameras all over her apartment, and then just post the videos of her sleepwalking, and she does the weirdest stuff.
Really?
Yeah, it's quite amazing. Wow. She like has a whole series of it now when she realized how weird she was when she sleptwalked.
Wow.
So good.
Yeah, you see, that's how people become famous, though, is they open up their lives to the world.
Yeah,
you know?
It's mini reality TV shows.
Right, you know, and the thing is that I don't know that I would ever do that, you know? I mean, it's just like, so...
You should show people how you make your little cars. People will love that.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, they will. There's a market for it.
Right. But it's not going to be the same as when you open up your lives to people, you know. And, yeah, I don't know, man. But there's all kinds of things, and I enjoy it, you know. I mean, I think it's cool.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
I love it.
So I started watching the series on Showtime, not Showtime, HBO Max.
What is it?
It's called The Head. Have you heard of it?
Mm-mm.
It's about an expedition to Antarctica.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's all in the ice and the snow.
Nice and cold.
Have you ever seen the movie The Thing?
The Thing.
The Thing with Kurt Russell. And
I might have like a long time ago.
It was a similar like ice station and...
2011?
Yeah. No, it had to be a lot before that. That's the remake, The Thing. Yeah, that one was probably from the 80s or something.
82.
And it had like a monster in it that would go into people's bodies and shit. And you wouldn't know that it's there, you know.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So the funny thing is in this movie, the guys that are, or the people, there's women too, at the station, at that ice station, are watching The Thing, you know, as entertainment for them.
Yeah.
But it pretty much gets pretty engrossing, you know. And because I thought, what am I gonna, you know? I mean, I like these movies, and you know, in sure. the snow and shit. But you know, there's been a few good ones, but I thought, how can they keep a whole series interesting around that, right?
Sure.
But I don't want to give it away. But I'm starting to realize why they call it The Head. They're showing you, and it's pretty engrossing now. I like it. I'm on the second episode, and I like it so far. So
just the second episode, much hype. Just the second episode,
yeah, right?
Oh,
well,
man.
I've seen enough, you know,
that's good.
To be able to hype.
I usually watch like 5 episodes of anything at a time.
Yeah, right.
I'm like, oh, he must be like halfway through the season at least. You're like, yeah, I'm on the
Yeah,
episode
no,
two.
I watch him like 30 minutes at a time. That's about as much. So even movies, I have to sit down
max.
A few times. Yeah.
Right.
Only when I used to go to theaters, I'd watch the whole movie. But here, yeah. I don't know. I'm just like restless, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know. Sometimes I'll sit for more, but usually when the popcorn's gone, I'm out of there.
You know, when I was back home, when I was back home visiting, I learned that you could actually rent out, I don't know if it's the same here, probably not. You could rent out the whole entire movie theater, like the whole room for $100.
For $100?
Yeah, rent out the whole room for $100 and just have your
the movie theater?
From, not like the entire building, but like
right.
the individual theater itself.
Right, right.
Yeah, $100.
Oh, yeah, because, well, they have some of the smaller ones, I know. Some of the smaller theaters.
Yeah.
Where they have like 12 screens or something, you know?
Mm.
And... Excuse me, I know they're able to rent it out for birthdays and parties and shit, but
yeah.
$100?
$100. I was like, I would do that on a Friday and just have my family come in. And
yeah, and watch a movie, right?
Yeah, great.
Yeah.
Sign me up.
What does it say about the theaters? That they're struggling big time.
They're very much.
Well, obviously now that they've been closed, you know.
Oh, yeah. I know.
Wow.
I know. The film industry has definitely not been the same. I heard that film people were kind of next in line for vaccinations. This
really?
Film is such a huge part of the economy
right.
in California.
In LA, yeah.
Yeah,
for sure. I don't know why our guest is not calling in. I'm wondering if our phone lines are okay.
Want me to try calling?
Yeah, try to call real quick. It's 323-203-0815.
323-203-0815.
Yeah. Let's see if it rings here. Because, yeah, it's ringing.
It's ringing?
Yeah. It's ringing. So
should I just like call
something
on the
must
phone
have happened.
Too? I mean, can talk to me there and then I'll all discuss no, things I just with myself on there. Yeah.
I can just see the cult coming in, you know. But
you're like, hey, Jen, how's it going?
Yeah,
I'm
right? Great.
I'm great. I'm great.
Yeah. So.
So I see you have way more supplies. Are those all for your car?
Yeah,
things?
That's all for the cars. Look at all the paint and shit.
Is that paint? Are those spray paint bottles?
Yeah, those are spray paint bottles.
White, gray.
So
silver.
For those of you who haven't followed me on Facebook, I've been making a lot of scale model cars. Yeah. So to keep me busy, because somebody said to me, well, why don't you find a hobby? And I thought, well, what do I like to do? I remember when I was young, also when my kids were young, we do this, you know, and I thought, wow, maybe I'll do this. And so I've been getting pretty good at it. Already in just a little over a month, month and a half maybe, I already made like 7 cars, you
That's
know, which
amazing.
Is because it takes about a week to finish one.
Sure.
But now it's only been taking me a few days because I'm getting better at it, you know.
Yeah, I mean.
But, yeah, I make like, a lot of people make like fighter jets and tanks and things like that.
I want to make a jet.
Do you?
Yeah. I'm not going to do it.
Like
but
an F-16 or something. You
sure.
Know? Those are cool. I have one here that I bought, but I've been focusing on the cars more. And I enjoy it, you know. I mean, it relaxes me. I'm a person who's not that patient, so it's learning me, teaching me to be a little more patient.
We should make TikToks of you building them. And you have such great recording equipment. You can record excellent audio over it.
Yeah, it's true. Here comes a call.
All right. I'm excited for this one.
All right. Here comes a call. And let's go ahead and talk to Carmela. Carmela, are you on with us?
Carmela.
Hi, Carmela.
Yes, I am. I've been calling.
Really? Hi. And it doesn't go Hi. Through?
Yeah. It was really busy.
Really?
Oh,
wow.
That's interesting.
Well, I'm glad you kept on calling because I had a feeling something's wrong with the phone line, you know, but.
Yeah, I was listening and I heard you say, because I thought you guys were going to do something for a few minutes and I thought, well, I'll be patient.
Right.
And then I heard you say, where's our guest? And I think this is like the 10th or 11th time I tried.
Oh, my God.
Wow. Well, thank you for your persistence.
I'm so sorry. I wonder why it went through now and it went through for Jen, you know?
Yeah.
But
I blame everything on Mercury.
Yeah, right?
Yes, definitely.
Yeah. Well, this kind of makes sense because somebody told me they tried to call to another show and it didn't work. So, I know there's a problem to address. And I know you wanted to be on the show. That's why I was wondering why you're not calling in. But
oh, I'm so looking forward to it. Sam told me a little bit about what you do. I can't wait to talk more about it.
Yeah. So we're talking to Carmela.
I'm excited to be here.
Is it Tunzi or Tunzi? How do you pronounce your last name?
Tunzi.
Tunzi, okay.
Tunzi.
See, I had Tunzi. A feeling it's that I should ask because I can't assume. It's one way or another.
Okay. I always tell people, call me whatever you like.
Yeah, right? Yeah. So, Carmela, you've been on a radio station a couple times, right? That's where we met?
I've been directly on yours, and then you had another host that I was a frequent guest with.
Right,
so
exactly.
So I became a little familiar with the environment and the family there. And
right.
So, yeah, I love
That's
I love
cool.
doing this live. But,
yeah,
you
and
know,
I remember
do
you.
What I do, right.
Right. Now, if I remember correctly, you have a card that says stop smoking or something like that, right? Is that you?
Yeah.
Okay.
I help people. So I don't know if you introduced or what you did or who's listening, but
right.
I am a clinical consulting hypnotist, and I help people predominantly with stress release, quit smoking, and weight management.
Right.
And,
which is pretty cool, you know, because.
Go ahead.
Go ahead, Carmela.
I was going to say, I guess I could jump ahead and say the reason that I was a little persistent with wanting to come talk to you guys this morning is because I opened my second office just down the street from you in Sherman Oaks.
Oh, that's very nice.
I was excited to share that, yeah.
Right. So you've been working in the Valley mostly, right?
Although in Atwater Village.
Oh, I see. But I'm sure you get clients. Yeah. You probably get clients from all over town, though.
Well, you know, as we have, you know, the pandemic hit, what happened was obviously I was able to help people through Zoom.
Right.
So, you know, it has expanded throughout LA quite a bit. But I can do what I do and have done internationally even.
Right.
So
right.
because of how it works. And right. so it's kind of cool. That's a plus side of yeah. what we just have been gone through.
Right. How long have you been doing this, Carmela?
I started around 2011. Mm-hmm. Yep. 10 years now.
10 years. Wow.
Yeah.
Very cool.
10 years.
What attracted you to this, yeah. to doing hypnotherapy and so forth?
Well, that's really a great story. I had about 20 years ago, I grew up in L.A. and learned how to drive in Los Angeles, of course.
Uh-huh.
And I had some sort of, I'll make the story short, some sort of a panic attack on the freeway.
Wow.
So, and you guys, if you can imagine, the 134 freeway,
right.
in the middle of that,
wow.
I literally could not keep my hands on the steering wheel. And my legs turned to jello. So I made it home. I was living in Eagle Rock at the time.
Uh-huh.
And I, you know, I don't know how many miles I drove home, just like, you know, I think I was driving 40 miles an hour on that stretch where people are, you know, how people drive.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
so it created such a block in my subconscious mind. And I really didn't know what was happening. I'd never experienced that or anything similar in my life.
Right.
And so it wasn't until 2011, I'm just skipping a lot of stuff,
right.
but I went to this training and I didn't even know what I was going to see. I was just kind of like on path of learning different like healing modalities. And at the time I wasn't even like thinking what I would be doing as far as career as a hairdresser in Beverly Hills, actually,
right.
a colorist
oh, wow.
and hair colorist. And so I go to this training and I see people fast forward, you know, switching bad habits like rapidly. And this was actually a neurolinguistic training, which is kind of coupled with hypnosis and how we teach and all my clients get this work when I'm working with them. So I, you know, at that point I decided, well, this might be a help for me to get back on the freeway. I guess I skipped for 15 years. I wasn't able to get back on the freeway because of that initial panic attack.
Wow.
So, you know, about a year later, I found a trainer that helped me within 3 hours. Basically, I got my life back. And that's when I decided, wow, this is so powerful. You know, I want to do this for a career and help people. And so that's what I do. I help people get over fears. You know, there's so many things that are happening right now that people need help with. And it's just the right timing for this type of work because it works really rapidly. It's not, we're not doing therapy. We're helping people in their subconscious, basically.
Right. Mm. Which makes sense. You know, I mean, I've developed a fear and I wanted to talk about this, about riding my e-bike, mm-hmm. you know, because.
Oh, that's right.
Because I fell off of it and a few months exactly. ago and I've been very apprehensive about getting back on it, you know. So so something like this could help, like you would hypnotize me and what would you and what would you do? Do you like tell me certain things? How does it work exactly while I'm hypnotized?
Mostly if I was working with you specifically, I mean, it's really funny because when we have these fears or these obstacles, they kind of become a really big deal
right.
For some people. And they're so focused visually on the fear. Like when you think about it, I'm seeing the bike in my head and you right. on it. Like as you're describing,
right.
I'm literally seeing you on it. And so
right.
what I help people understand is that the way you see your fear, your nervous system's not broken.
Right.
So if I was working with you specifically, I would have you see what you want.
Right.
Versus what you don't want.
That's true, yeah.
And so then it can become very quick,
yeah.
actually.
Because I focus on falling and what I'm going to look like when I do, you know?
Sure.
And I mean,
exactly.
even to the point
yourself,
where, yeah, even to the point where I posted a question on the group in Facebook, you know? And I said, you know, how do mm-hmm. people deal with this? I got like 300 responses or something.
That's
you
awesome,
know?
Yeah.
And many people are, you know, I mean, I'm like almost 61. So I think when you get older, you don't fall the same way as you fall when you're younger, you know?
Sure.
I mean, your bones
right.
are different, your muscles are different. And I felt, and that's the thing, though. I mean, my fear is irrational because it's not like I just fell, you know. It was a case of like I had to decide whether to turn right and left, and it was a split mm-hmm. second, and what I ended up going in the middle, you know, and I hit something.
Yeah.
So that made me fall, but it's not something that happens every time, but yet you focus on that. Right. You're like, you know, I fell, I hit my chin a little bit, but mm-hmm. for the most part, there was nothing really, you know.
My hand hurt for a while,
but, you know, my glasses fell off.
Trauma, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I thought, what if my glasses broke now? I wouldn't be able to see much. Like at a distance. I mean, I can still see, but it's still a factor, you know. I wouldn't be able to drive home. And the interesting thing is I have an Apple Watch, and it sensed that I fell. It asks you, did you fall? Do you need to call SOS, like 911 or something?
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So
that's
I didn't call because I didn't need help. But at the same time, you know, I've got this fear now, you know, of getting on it and really injuring myself.
And this is like such a great example
I'm happy
of like
a demo.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
This is a great example of just like how our nervous system holds on to trauma, you know, like
mm-hmm.
people don't deal with their stuff. And so they hold on to it their whole life, like from childhood, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So this is where you come in, Carmela.
This is where I come in. And it's funny. When I thank you for saying that. I'm so sorry. This sounds really bad, but I forgot your name. Not Sam.
Jen.
The woman. I forgot.
Yeah.
Jen. I'm so sorry.
Jen, the woman.
Okay.
Jen, thank you for saying that.
Yeah.
Because literally, I'm helping a lot of people with this kind of nervous problem. The thing is, with our work, I tell them they're not broken. Like, they're coming in thinking, there's something wrong with me because my nervous system or, you know, they have this shakiness and I can't legally treat what we call anxiety, but, you know, what I call stress, which is basically sometimes the same thing, I'm able to shift them out of it within a few hours.
Wow.
They're holding up the stuff and they think that they're broken. And I'm saying you're not broken because if you go to a horror film, your subconscious mind doesn't know the difference between what it's seeing, whether it's real or not.
Yeah.
Right. So like in Sam's case, you know, he keeps seeing that flash of what happened.
Right.
His nervous system going, oh, hell no, I'm not getting back on that bike.
Right.
Totally.
So it becomes very simple, actually, in hypnosis and using NLP to shift the nervous system out of what it sees. The subconscious mind is so powerful that it prevents, like, I know this to be true because I lived it. No matter how much I tried, I tried a little bit of therapy. I tried putting myself back on my fear and getting on the freeway. Nothing I could do other than this work got me back on. And it didn't make any logical sense. It's not rational, like Sam said.
Right.
It just, your subconscious mind is trying to protect you from what it perceives. It's like we have two minds, basically, our critical thinking mind and our subconscious mind. And the subconscious mind, if it's not in alignment and it doesn't feel safe, it will prevent you in these kind of instances to move forward.
Right.
So it's really kind of cool.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering, when somebody comes in to see you, what does a typical session look like?
Okay, so great question. In order to accept someone into one of our programs, I would never work with someone. I don't want to, waste their time or if it's out of scope of practice, because there's certain people that, again, license-wise, I can't work with. But the first session is free, and all it is basically doing a interview, making sure, you know, they're very clear what their outcome is, what they want definitively. So in Sam's case, it would obviously be straightforward. Just want to get on the bike, you know,
right.
That kind of thing. But unless there's stress, you know, involved, and that's why I do a thorough kind of like consultation. And in the consultation, I do a hypnosis test. So in the test, I make sure that they're suggestible, that they're able to lead, that they're able to follow, you know, that they're in my scope of practice and what have you. And then at that point, then we kind of customize a program. Basically, we don't really do individual sessions per se, because most of my clients
well, you know, all people, I think, really, there's a certain amount of things that happen right before they come. Right. And they've, you know, tried everything. Usually, unfortunately, I'm the last resort. they've exhausted everything else. And so that means there's a lot of stuff, you know, like I'm trying to think of a recent example. I had a young girl without naming anything, but, you know, she's very proud of the fact that she did a lot of work on herself and, you know, kind of evolved. But she has these moments where she feels stuck and it makes her feel depressed. And so I don't treat depression. I say I treat unhappiness. And so, you know, I, you know, customize the program where she feels like she's going to be in control with her life, setting life goals, and just having feedback from someone that can give her clarity on moving forward. Now, that's just one type, you right. know. But like I said, those are like the weight loss program is different than the initial consultation for stress relief, for
right.
example.
Right.
So I hope that answered your question.
So yeah. you can help people with losing weight, with quitting smoking, things like that. You yep. can get into the subconscious.
Yep.
Do you ever
habit?
Sorry, go ahead, please.
Yeah. No, go ahead, yes. Jen.
Oh, I was just going to ask if you ever came up against anyone who ended up being resistant during a session.
Yes, yes. That's why we do the consultation free, and like I said, to make sure that they are a good candidate and they know that they're in the right fit.
Right.
The only resistance there's several types. One, that if someone forced them to come.
Right.
I can't yeah. do anything, you know, like if your wife says, go get hypnotized because I don't like blah, 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 you know, that person's going to be a little grumpy.
Right.
And yeah, we definitely, you know, we kind of screen out what wouldn't work.
Right.
And the person, by the time, you know, they sign up, they know they had an experience in the consultation.
Right. Yeah. You don't want to have to sit there and start fighting them if they're fighting you
no.
and getting hypnotized
yeah.
and everything. Yeah. Yeah. I hear
yeah,
you.
No.
Carmela, how can people find out more? How can they contact you and have you helped them? Because I know, you know, I mean, like, for example, with smoking, it's very hard. It was, for me, it took a stroke to make me stop smoking. But for many people.
I've been following you, Sam, for a while and on Facebook. And so I remember now that you went through that. I'm sorry you
right.
had a stroke. And so happy that you were able to recover that.
Yeah,
and,
the doctor scared the hell out of me.
Well.
You know?
yeah.
But not everybody goes through that.
Yeah, that's usually what drives people to come see us because, you know,
right.
with quit smoking because there's the fear of what, right. you know, the possibility might end up with is more than, you know, the attachment to the cigarettes.
Right.
I'm an ex-smoker. I quit 20 years ago.
Right.
And actually, and I'll answer your question how to find me, but I use Tony Robbins' technique, which back then I had no clue I was going to be doing this work. Tony Robbins is an NLP practitioner, basically,
right.
and he's brilliant at marketing himself. But I do exactly the same thing because I did it for myself 20 years ago. I quit smoking.
Oh.
But anyway, how do people find me?
Yeah.
Google Sherman Oaks Hypnosis. Now you can do that. Or Mind Flow Hypnosis. Or call me at 323-573-7707.
Sounds good. So that's Carmela Tunzi. The number is, again,
323-573-7707.
I know I have the number right here in front of me. So, Carmela, thank you so much for enlightening us this morning. It was very interesting. And
thank you for having that.
Of course.
And, Jen and Sam.
Of course.
And you've given hope to people, you know, because even when it doesn't work in therapy, there's still other options, and
mm-hmm.
I highly recommend that people use something like this because I know several hypnotherapists, and obviously if it didn't
mm-hmm.
work,
mm-hmm.
they wouldn't have any work themselves, you know. So
exactly, I opened a second office because it's working so well. So
wonderful,
know, there's many of us, and find the right fit for who makes you feel like you're being seen and heard. That's the most important.
Oh,
exactly.
I love that.
So everybody, go Google Carmela Tunzi or Sherman Oaks Hypnotherapy, or dial the number we gave. And thank you again, Carmela. All
thank
the best
you,
to you.
You're very welcome. Thank you both. I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Yeah, very interesting stuff. You know,
excellent.
And you know, I'm a little skeptical about hypnosis, but obviously it works, you know. I mean, people use it all the time, you know. I mean, if it didn't work, then eventually people would figure it out, you know?
Sure, totally. Yeah. Like, I'll go see her and bring my scroll of things
that, yeah, right.
that I want to work on.
Maybe it'll work in a couple sessions. She can work on all of it at once.
That'd
be
so great. So many things. You know, I actually had a bicycle accident maybe like 7-8 years ago. I was riding a regular bicycle. I was going to the grocery store. I was biking uphill. Well, sorry, it was like a not really hill. It's steeper than an incline, less steep than a hill.
Right.
And I was standing up on the bike pedaling, and the chain broke. My feet slammed flat to the ground. The pedals slammed into my shins, locked me on the bike.
God.
I flipped over twice before falling completely over, and then I slid like a twirly circle a few times across the opening of a street.
Wow.
And I literally just like got off the bike and stood up, you know, when your adrenaline is just pumping like
right.
that. And I was like bleeding down my arms and everything. And, you know, I was really hesitant after that to get on a bike for
right.
quite a while. And even to this day, when I get on a bike, here we are like yeah, almost a decade focus later.
Focus on that, right?
I still like every time I stand up, I'm like, here goes nothing. You know what I mean? It's just, it stays with me.
Yeah.
I ended up actually having some real injuries from that, but
wow.
Yeah. So I had to like pinch pebbles out of my arm. They had like embedded into my arm.
Oh my God.
And the next morning when I woke up, I went to stand and I fell out of bed. My knees were like completely swollen, but that went away after like a couple of days. But a week later, I was working as a waitress in a restaurant carrying a drink tray, and the tray just suddenly felt so heavy. Like I couldn't even lift it. And my entire sternum felt like it was on fire. So I drove myself. It got unbearable enough that I drove myself to the hospital. Funny story. I'm laying in the hospital bed. As soon as you say chest pain, they take you right back. I'm laying in the bed and they have me like hooked up to the monitor. I think I told you this before. And I look up and I see my dad right across from me in the hospital bed.
No, I don't remember that. Really?
Yeah. Just like, I literally just looked up and was like, oh my God, dad. And I pulled all my like monitor stuff off and just like,
wow.
Yeah. It was so wild. I was like,
it is.
Yeah.
Wow. No, I definitely don't want to get on a bike. Thank you for that, Jen.
Yeah.
But no, I mean, I even considered get like a full face helmet, like a motorcycle.
Yeah,
helmet,
definitely.
Because you know? On e-bikes, I mean, it's virtually like a motorcycle. You can get up to 30 miles an hour.
That's fast. It's like a moped.
Know? Yeah.
Yeah.
So more than a bike, really.
Yeah.
So I don't know. But you see, I liked it so much because it was giving me exercise, you know, and I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Maybe I'll get back to it. I'll get that full face helmet.
Just
I'll
go
get
up and down the street, just gently.
So what? It doesn't matter. You can still fall or hit something, you know, or whatever. And usually, I mean, obviously, you don't anticipate you're going to fall. You never know where it's going to come from. And I just have this fear now. But people are saying get, like, knee guards and elbow guards and the helmet and everything. And I'm thinking, well, you know, it's not this spontaneous anymore now.
Yeah.
You have to have full gear, and it's still no guarantee, you know. But,
totally. I'm like, how do I protect my spine?
But I think
though?
I would feel probably a little safer with that, you know. I just don't know that I want to get into that.
Yeah, I mean,
that,
you can just get, like, some small, like, infant mattresses, and you can tie an infant mattress to the front and to the back, and then have, like, full, like, cut holes in pillows and just put your arms through pillows.
Oh, yeah, that sounds great.
You know,
I'll do just
great.
That. You know, I'll feel like a Disney character. Like those that work at Disneyland with those costumes and stuff.
Definitely. They call them furries.
Yeah. Oh, well. We're just about out of time.
Are we?
Did you hear about, you probably didn't, but I guess these Uber passengers in San Francisco, one of them did not wear a mask. So the driver asked them to wear the mask. Not only did she refuse, but she started coughing on him. And you can see that in his video. He's got a video of inside the car, and it went viral and everything. But now they're looking to arrest her, you know?
That's the problem with the anti-maskers is they're not just like, I'm not going to wear a mask and then stay to themselves. They're like, I'm not going to wear a mask and I'm going to spit and cough on you.
Well, I mean, that's a very small minority. I don't know that people.
I mean, that's
that.
Mostly who's that? Oh, someone checking your meter. I just saw someone walk up.
Oh, the gas, yeah. The gas company, yeah.
But I mean, every video I've seen of an anti-masker has been that.
I don't know. I haven't seen those, but yeah. Maybe. I don't know. Who cares? You know? But I just feel bad for the driver, you know? I mean, that just goes to show you deal with all kinds of people when you're an Uber driver.
Oh,
although
yeah.
You deal with all kinds of people in a lot of different businesses, like in retail and stuff. But
yeah.
But this is ridiculous because you're in a closed space with people, you know?
Yeah.
And you're busy driving. You don't know what the fuck they're going to do.
Yeah. I mean,
pretty crazy.
He could have done whatever he needed to do to get that person out of the car, and I would have had his back on it.
Yeah. All right, Jen, this is it for today.
All right.
And we're going to have a great weekend, right?
Yeah.
At least we're telling ourselves that.
Yeah, it's going to be good.
It's going to be a good weekend.
It's going to be good, yeah.
We've had some rain, but this weekend's going to be nice. Probably be able to sit outdoors at a restaurant or something.
I love it. I'm supposed to go see my my roommate's boyfriend. That was weird coming out of my mouth. My roommate's.
I was like, what happened in the past few days?
My roommate's boyfriend's garden. They've been working on a garden together, and they have like rose bushes and lavender and all this edible produce, and they're getting a beehive and.
Really?
Yeah.
So you're working with them on that?
I'm not working with them on it. I'm just going to look at it and drink wine and sit on their patio tomorrow.
And watch it.
Yeah. I'm like, I'll bring over wine, but
I'm
I'll
not
watch
helping.
You guys work.
Get the hell out of here. All right, Jen. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, everybody, for listening. Thank you to Carmela for calling in.
Thanks, Carmela.
Everybody, check her out, and we'll see you all on Monday.
See you Monday.
Bye.
Bye.
You're listening to Sam in the Morning with Jen, only on LA Talk Radio.